During my presidency, we have faced tough times after the terrorist attack of 9/11, and we came through strongly. And we're going to come through this. No question the times are tough, but no question America will emerge.
Hi, and welcome to NPR's Planet Money. I'm Alex Blumberg, and I'm here with Laura Conway.
Nice to see you.
And today is Tuesday, October 7th. It's 4:45 p.m. here in New York. And that clip we just played was President Bush speaking earlier today about the economy. More bad news there. The stock market has lost more than 1,400 points in the last five sessions. That's 13% of its value. The Federal Reserve has made some moves, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. A lot of people have been asking on the blog how they can follow the economy. Should they look at the stock market or what part of the stock market? And Adam Davidson and I talked earlier today to a trader named Vinny Catalano. And just before we play you this interview, you should know one term that we use. We talk about the credit markets. And just a way to think about that, if the stock market is a place where you can go and own a piece of a company, the credit markets is where you go and you look and you see how much it costs to borrow money. And that's true whether you're a person buying a mortgage or a gigantic multinational corporation trying to borrow $1 billion. If you want to find out how much it'll cost you to borrow money, what the rate will be, you go to the credit markets. That's where you look.
The reason I wanted to talk to you, Vinny, is you had a post today that was just screamingly, it was just exactly something I have been saying all week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just spell it out?
Yeah, surely. The title of the blog posting today is Keep Your Eye on a Credit Markets Ball. It's not really the stock market. It's the credit market.
Wait a second, Vinny. We hear every hour on the news, the front of the news, Dow Jones collapses 800 points, falls below 10,000.
Right.
Dow Jones falls another 700 points. That's what we hear all the time. That's got to be the most important information.
Actually, I beg to differ. It is important. It does matter. But right now, what really matters most is what's going on in the credit markets.
You're saying that, like, for everyday people, the stock market, I mean, sure, it's going to affect their 401ks, their pension funds, and everything
That's right.
But on their day-to-day life, the economy, their microeconomy of their lives is much more affected by these things called the credit markets.
That is correct. But also their investments and their stock market investments will be affected by whether or not this freeze thaws.
Right. So and the freeze. And so if you were advising people, don't look at the Dow Jones if you want to freak yourself out. Here's what you look at to freak yourself out. And you're saying you want to look at two indices in particular.
That's correct.
And what are they now?
Well, I would look at the Treasury bond rates, specifically the 3-month rate.
Right.
Treasury bills, actually,
and
see if they are going up in yield, which means that less money is going into them.
Uh-huh.
And people are getting less panicky. And then I would look at what the rate is between the banks that they lend.